This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden is urging Americans to get vaccinated, even as federal workers in Washington and other cities are beginning wearing masks again at work amid rising cases of COVID-19 from the Delta variant. Mr. Biden said he will address coronavirus-related matters later Thursday. New cases in the U.S. largely fueled among the unvaccinated by the highly contagious Delta variant have risen fourfold over the last month. With the Olympics well underway, Tokyo has reported record-breaking coronavirus cases for the third straight day. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Government officials have said that new cases were soaring not only in the Tokyo area, but across the country. The number of positive cases has doubled in a week, setting an all-time high since the pandemic began early last year. Whilst Japan has continuously kept its cases low, recently its weekly average has shot to 88 per 100,000 in Tokyo. This compares to 18.5 in the United States and 48 in Britain. Japan's top medical advisor says the biggest risk is a lack of a sense of crisis. I'm Karen Chamas.
Greece's South Aegean Islands were marked dark red on the European Center for Disease Prevention and Control's COVID-19 map Thursday after a rise in infections, meaning all but essential travel to and from the region is discouraged. The cluster of 13 islands includes Greece's most popular destinations for foreign tourists, Mykonos, Santorini, and Rhodes, which combined draw millions of people every summer. Greece had relied on promoting COVID-free islands to draw visitors back this summer, hoping a rebound in international travel would resuscitate its vital tourism industry after its worst year in decades in 2020. This is VOA News. Clashes broke out Thursday between Israeli soldiers and Palestinians at the funeral of a Palestinian boy killed the day before in the occupied West Bank, an AFP correspondent reported. Palestinian authorities said the 12-year-old died Wednesday after being shot by Israeli soldiers while traveling in a car with his father in a West Bank town northwest of Hebron. Thursday, a procession followed his body, draped in the flag of Fatah, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas's party. Later, hundreds of Palestinians threw stones at Israeli soldiers who responded by firing tear gas, the AFP correspondent said. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Thursday Washington was committed to helping and actively engaged in planning for the relocation of Afghan interpreters and translators who worked for U.S. forces. In what the White House has dubbed Operation Allies Refuge, the interpreters and their families are likely to be taken first to U.S. overseas military bases before resettlement in the United States or elsewhere. Washington is still seeking third countries to host some of those evacuated while their cases, including detailed security checks, are finalized. Secretary Blinken also said Thursday the negotiating process with Iran could not go on indefinitely. He said the United States had demonstrated good faith and the desire to return to compliance with the nuclear deal, adding that, quote, the ball remains in Iran's court, end quote. The accord saw Iran limit its enrichment of uranium in exchange for the lifting of economic sanctions. Meanwhile, Iran's supreme leader has called the U.S. stubborn in stalled nuclear talks in Vienna for discussing Tehran's missiles and regional influence. The European Union said Thursday it was pausing its legal action against Britain for allegedly breaching the Brexit deal on Northern Ireland as it weighs London's proposal to overhaul the pact. The EU launched legal proceedings against London in March after it delayed custom controls on some goods arriving in Northern Ireland from mainland Britain. A top German court has ruled that Facebook acted illegally in taking down racist posts and blocking the account of their author because the social network failed to inform the user or give a reason for shutting them down. Thursday's judgment by the Federal Court of Justice further complicates a fraught debate over toxic discourse on social network as Germany prepares for a general election in September that polls show may not deliver a stable government. An 8.2 magnitude earthquake struck off the peninsula of the U.S. state of Alaska late Wednesday, the United States Geological Survey said, generating small waves but no major tsunami before all warnings were canceled. The quake hit about 10:15 p.m. Wednesday. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.